Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. China is calling upon the European Union to join them in their battle against the United States. That's the headline. John Rood comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
John, I know that China is not a member of the European Union, but they are calling on Europe to unite against the extremist U.S. forces. Now that is only telling us that China and the United States are at odds as it relates to who's going to be the leader of the known world. Why is China calling on Europe? Do they believe that Europe will join sides with them instead of the United States?
I believe certainly that's part of their motive, trying to get Europe on their side. The Chinese foreign minister had made a tour. The first country he went to was Italy. China had provided some of the medical assistance for COVID when Italy was in the crisis. And then again, they were most likely the source because there were a lot of Chinese workers that went there. But the Chinese foreign minister has come out with some concerning statements on this tour, including that China-U.S. relations are in the gravest situation since diplomatic relations began, and accusing the United States that they are coercing countries to take sides. But it looks to me that China is actually trying to coerce Europe to take sides. Europe has had this new policy. The key phrase is strategic autonomy. And so this is the EU diplomatic way, let's say, to make their decisions free of United States influence. They want to show interest to China. And at the same time, the EU foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, he came out recently calling China a new empire. Europe, as usual, is trying to play all sides and usually comes out with a weak stance.
John Rood with the details on China's efforts to have the European Union join them in their conflict against America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The three world powers that John mentioned in his report, China, the European Union, and the United States, are key players in the world today. However, the future only has two of the three that will be involved in the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. The European Union, which is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, will fulfill Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 and 23 and 24. China is mentioned as one of the kings of the East in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. Remember, the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. However, the European Union and China are set to fulfill Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...